Karen Harris may also be known as Karen Sweeney. You're one of the queens of Dunmore East. I'm going out on a limb to say it here.
Well, I've never been called a queen before. Now, that's a new one. Thanks a million for that. So, we started the business here, the Adventure Centre, about 32 years ago. So I was a mere child, really, to be honest with you. I have been involved in the lifeboat myself for about, I'm not that long, I suppose. It's probably about maybe 6 years, 7 years maybe. Maybe 7 years. I'm a launching authority, so if the Coast Guard is called, my pager goes off and I call the Coast Guard and I decide on whether we launch our all-weather lifeboat here in Dunmore East or not. So it's great to be involved in something like that. It's completely voluntary down here, bar one person who's a full-time mechanic. Everybody else is working normal hours and then is volunteering their time as crew or fundraising or operations. So it's a great operation down here in Dunmore East and around the country.
To have a pager and to be on call, you're almost saying that, but I'm willing to pause personal time if the need arises. You have to love it.
Yeah, well, it's a sense of community, I suppose, you know, and you're giving back something, you know. I mean, we have the business here in the harbour and, you know, we're flat out in the summertime and all the rest, fair enough. But, you know, it's nice just to be able to give something back. And the RNLI are an amazing organisation. And we've 20 crew. You know, when you do get a shout, as we call it, if the pagers do go off and we decide we're going to launch the boat, there's 20 people there and you will get probably 7 or 8 people that are willing to just drop everything at any one time. So the rest of them may be away or they might be not everybody's available. I'm launching the boat. There's other people that go out in their gear and get onto that boat and go out in horrendous weather and go out to save lives. And that's what it's all about. I don't remember living anywhere else than Dunmore East. I mean, I just love it here. I'm so lucky. I mean, I'm just blessed. You know, some people have to go and work in other places and they grow up in Dunmore and they might have to leave and go to Dublin or wherever. I'm just so blessed that, you know, that our business worked and that I was able to bring my family up here and they all love the sea. And I was only just talking to my son there the other day, Adam, and, you know, when he's finished college, he may go off maybe for a few years, but he says he'll always come back to Dunmore East. And then I have a daughter who has a fitness business here in the harbour as well, Katie. She's the fitness beach bum here in the harbour and she has her studio here and she is the same. She just loves Dunmore. It's just, it's in your blood. You know, you can't get away from it. You go away and you have to come back. It's just an amazing place.
Do you think many people from outside Dunmore relocate here and move here, or do you think there's almost always a family connection or a historical connection of some kind?
There's a bit of both, I suppose. Like, I mean, you know, there's a lot of my family that would live here. I have a sister living here looking over the harbour. Myself, my family have grown up here, and I have a brother who you've just met there, Dave. So his family have got a big connection here. But you get a lot of people who will move in as well. And just going back to the lifeboat, that's fantastic because we can gather up new people and new blood to kind of join and volunteer for us there as well. So you get a good mix. You'll always get like Tremor, the whole population of the village will explode during the summer and you get a lot of people coming in and it's very difficult to get the bread or something sometimes like that. That's a bit annoying, but look, no, they're our bread and butter, the people that come in for the summer, and we're always delighted to have them. But it's always lovely in the winter time as well. I think Dunmore, I actually prefer it in the winter, don't tell anybody. People who have lived here for centuries, not just generations, but for centuries, and that's the great thing about Dunmore. There's loads of history here, you know, there's loads of maritime history, and you'll sit up at the bar in the butcher pairs and you'll have a chat with an old fisherman there and he'll be telling you stories of old and you wouldn't know what to be true and what isn't, but it's a bit of crack anyway, you know.
You walk down the road here on the approach to the harbour and everyone you pass will have a wave or a smile. No joke, every single person I drove past on the way into Dunmore today stopped, whether they were cycling or walking, and they waved. And we weren't in the double door car, just in an ordinary car. And I thought that was so lovely. There's a strong sense of community.
If I ever go to Dublin or a place like that, you're kind of walking past somebody on a footpath and it's nearly awkward because they're kind of looking down. And we're so used to kind of going, well, how's it going? Lovely day. How are you getting on? And whatever, you know, it is. Actually, look, I mean, everybody knows your business in Dunmore. And my husband, Gavin, will kill me now, but he's took him a long time to kind of get into the fact that everybody knows your business. But at the end of the day, if anybody has any strife or problems, everybody mills together, you know, and everybody helps. And that's what community is all about.
Karen Harris / Karen Sweeney, thank you so much.